Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, and let me tell you, the market feels like it is holding its breath right now.
Oh, absolutely. You look at the futures this morning, and it is a whole lot of nothing. S&P 500 futures are up just a tick, NASDAQ futures down slightly. It is the classic wait-and-see mode before the Federal Reserve makes its move tomorrow.
Right, the FOMC decision. Everyone is pricing in that 25 basis point cut for December, but the whisper number is about a hawkish cut, isn't it?
Exactly. They might cut rates, but the expectation is they're going to pour cold water on the idea of another cut in January. So buyers are sitting on their hands. However, there is one massive exception in the pre-market this morning. Did you see NVIDIA?
How could I miss it? Up almost 1% pre-market. This headline involving President Trump and China is wild.
It is a game changer if it holds. The report is that Trump is greenlighting NVIDIA to sell those advanced H200 chips to China. But the catch? The U.S. government wants 25% of the profits.
25%? That is a steep price tag, but hey, access to the Chinese market is huge for them. It seems like tech is the only sector really showing any muscle right now. Yesterday, 10 out of 11 S&P sectors finished lower. It was basically tech keeping the indices afloat.
Yeah, and that trend looks like it's continuing. While tech is holding up, the consumer side is looking a bit rough this morning. Have you looked at the earnings tape, AutoZone?
Ouch. Missed earnings per share estimates by $1.67.
And Home Depot isn't helping the mood either. They reaffirm their outlook, but they are expecting earnings to slide 5%. The stock is trading lower. It just shows that outside of the AI bubble, the economy is, well, it's grinding.
Speaking of grinding, we do have some data dropping today. Q3 productivity, unit labor costs, and the JOLTS job openings report. Any of that going to move the needle?
Probably not today. Unless the JOLTS number is a total disaster. We did see small business optimism tick up slightly to 99.0, which is nice. But frankly, nobody cares about anything except Powell's tone tomorrow.
Fair enough. Let's look at some individual movers. Aside from NVIDIA, are there any other bright spots?
Surprisingly, yes. Intel. I know, it's been the dog of the Dow for a while, but they got an upgrade to outperform this morning. Eaton also got a nice bump to outperform, so there is some rotation into these industrial and legacy tech names happening.
Interesting. What about the flip side? I saw some pressure on the China-linked names.
Yeah, stay away from those for now. Alibaba and JD.com both got hit with downgrades. Even with the NVIDIA news, the broader sentiment on Chinese equities listed here is weak.
Got it. So let's talk strategy for the open. The S&P is sitting around 68.58 futures. VXX, the volatility index, is super low. Is this the calm before the storm?
It feels like it. VXX is dead quiet, which usually means no one is panic hedging yet. My take? Don't chase the open. The Qs are facing resistance around 625. If you are trading, stick to relative strength. Look at names like AMD for continuation. Or maybe stick with the leaders in the semi space.
And avoid the consumer discretionary stuff?
100%. With AutoZone and Home Depot struggling, that sector is dead money today. Keep your stops tight. Today is about positioning for tomorrow's Fed volatility, not trying to be a hero on a flat Tuesday.
Solid advice. Keep the powder dry until we hear from the Fed. That is a wrap for this morning's briefing. Good luck out there. Watch those levels on the S&P, and we will catch you on the next one.